Hey, I'm Bruce Garber, and this is Through Your Eyes. Today I'm being joined by a friend of mine, Bruce Jones. Welcome to the show, Bruce. What have you seen through your eyes?
So what I have seen through my eyes lately is just a huge change that's going on in the publishing world. I'm a huge fan of self-publishing. And I publish a lot of books through CreateSpace and Kindle. And I've been working on my 42nd book here. So we were testing covers today on the book. But the power of individual people to go out and publish their own content. It used to be you had to find an agent and a publisher. But that is no longer the case. And I call it the gatekeepers have fallen. And they've fallen in a lot of areas, not just publishing, the broadcasting, advertising, marketing, and distribution. But publishing is probably the one that we can get at, and broadcasting with you two. Publishing is one of the areas that we can get at the quickest and easiest. And so just enormous changes in how we can distribute our content, our ideas, and get our products, such as books and such, out to the world. So I'm a huge fan, and I work a lot in the self-publishing area, primarily on paperback books. That's where I have most of my success, and just the ability also in those books, and the same thing has happened in the print books, that books have become more than just books. I think this is a big change where people put, inside their books, they'll put links and things in the books that relate to videos, to audio. They're using their print medium and their ebook medium to distribute to a wide range of different media. So that's a really exciting thing to be able to do that, to send your ideas out to the world and to have them go really anywhere in the world, on the planet. I try to tell people that, we do things locally, but always think globally. And sending out books that are printed anywhere in the world is one of those great ways that you can send out two books. And another thing is you can make money at it. I now sell about 400 to 450 books a month through print on demand, and I don't have any costs on that other than something I might be marketing. So so through my eyes, I think the big areas is the changes in publishing, the ability to get your ideas, your thoughts, your products out through print or ebook, to be able to touch many different mediums, very different parts of the world. That's a huge change and a huge ability to send your own ideas out and not have a gatekeeper get in the way of you. So I think that's a big thing. So,
and I know, Bruce, you and I are friends, and we've been talking about this quite a bit in the future, but not only publishing a book from your desktop, from your laptop, but you can actually create books, as you were explaining to me over the past month or so, that you can actually create a book directly from your pocket device, whether it be your pad or your phone or whatever, which is kind of exciting in its own right.
Yeah, you can take, there's an app that I've used a couple times, Mosaic, and you can just take 20 pictures, just on your phone, you take 20 pictures, you just put them into the app, you just go through your phone pictures, it's a great way if you're going like to an event or something, and you just click on them and hit publish, your credit card information is already in there, and you could use it as a gift for somebody or for yourself. You'll get this cool little box that looks like this, and the packaging is cool all by itself. And then you open it up, you get this book. Look at this. Comes like this. There's a book. And here are your pictures, ready to go. So this is created completely out of my phone. I did this as a book on a project I did. But, if you were going to an event or anything, you could take 20 pictures. And by the you're leaving the event, you can just send the book off. And, the next day almost, you have a book. It's so fast and it's so cool. And especially if it's a gift you send to somebody, you get this cool, look at this little box you get. This is just like the coolest. So, when can you do that? There are a lot of photo book apps, but this is, a lot of photo ways to make books with photos, but this is certainly right. A cool one. And you get this.
Oh, very cool. I know you do a lot of different books and a lot of different technologies to create the books, using self-publishing methods and so forth. So it's very cool. Bruce, if people wanted to learn more about you and publishing and some of your tips and tricks, as well as some of the books that you have written, Where's the best place for them to go to find that information?
So for me, the best place to find me is at brucethebookguy.com. And that sort of came about because some friends of mine would say, well, you need to go talk to Bruce because he's the book guy. He'll tell you how to make books. And so we reserved it as Bruce the Book Guy. And you can find everything about me there, books, courses, everything you need. So.
Very cool, Bruce. So thanks very much for joining me today on Through Your Eyes. And I appreciate all the interesting stuff that you shared with me over the years and self-publishing and so forth. And for everybody that's watching today, if you want to learn more about Bruce, go to his website. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thank you for sharing what you've seen through your eyes.